The third secret, change is what it means. For change to occur, the right pressure and support is needed. I connected to this chapter in the Evans book because I've experienced this. The English as an additional language department has undergone some big changes over the last year. The department wanted to move from the medical model, which means pulling English language learners out of their classes to fix their language problem. We wanted to move away from that medical approach to the ecological model, which looks at EAL students' environment and works with classroom teachers to improve teaching and learning. So EAL students are supported in their classroom. So it's no longer looking at EAL students having a problem, but actually looking at their environment. If the English language department wanted to create this change, they needed to end content-based pullout lessons for intermediate and advanced students. However, the EAL teachers did not feel the current classroom ecology was supportive for EAL students, so the EAL teachers continued to pull the students out. So here is the pressure. In order to bring about the change, the principal was encouraged to make a decision to end EAL intermediate and advanced content-based pullout classes. At this point, EAL and classroom teachers were under pressure to collaborate and create a supportive learning environment for EAL students. So in order to support that pressure, time in the schedule was given for EAL teachers and classroom teachers to co-plan and create more collaboration to support the learning environment for EAL students. So that is my example of creating change through the right pressure and support. Thanks for listening.